Second, probably feels a wee bit like a Groundhog Day, but here we go again on another mental week.
That's brilliant, Lawrence. You know, number one, you want, I think these players deserve to be in big games. You know, they have earned a right to be in big games. They've earned a right to be in top of the table clashes, even in a short period of time. So it's brilliant. Look, we go into the game with confidence. We've had everybody a fantastic week. We went away to Waterford, picked up a good point, even though we had three in our hand. But good one against Cork. Cork's a big club. Cork have a lot of players on their mast that can, you know, boast league titles and FA Cups. And we're relatively new, and I thought we were well worth our one. So once again, we've earned a right to go into a big game now on Monday night, and we look forward to it.
And you're taking them one at a time. Obviously, Declan, I know you have a lot of time for what's going on at Bowes.
Brilliant, brilliant. I think the job that, you know, everybody at Connected, the manager, the staff, the players, the supporters, the boardroom people, you know, they've all pulled the club really round and transformed that real love for the football club again. And, you know, the one thing you're getting from Bowes at the minute is the club's growing. It looks to be growing from the outside. And I think it's fantastic for Irish football. And it's something that I feel over a period of time we can really push on and strive to do as well. Is when you look at our terraces and you see so many young people on them again, we've got to keep them on side, and we've got to let that experience of coming to Brandywell be something special.
Mm. And that is lifting the players, and it lifted again. I mean, the atmosphere on Friday night again, and that one against Cork is a huge one, didn't it?
Big one. You know, everyone's important in this league, but, you know, whenever you have a club of the magnitude of Cork, and they're going to be in Europe this year, I mean, second and first in the last couple of years, they put on a performance we did, I thought was very impressive. But we did need the fans on Friday, absolutely, and I keep saying it, our players responded to the real increase in energy in the last 15 minutes from the support, and our players really responded to it and dominated the last 15 minutes. But pleasing aspect for me in the game was we lost a goal by a bit of naivety in Waterford. When we were a goal up going into the closing stages, we killed the game off on Friday. I know they were down to 10, but we passed the ball well, and we managed the last minutes of the game really well. And that, for me, is another important factor in terms of us trying to grow.
And how do you take that forward now into this week? Obviously, as I say, one game at a time, Declan, but how do you take that forward now, that momentum, to Monday night?
Well, it's going to be extremely difficult. I know they rested 8 players with the knowledge they were coming here for a tough game, so that's fine. They're a bit fresher, possibly, than us, but, you know, we're also going into the game extremely fit and extremely, you know, confident in our ability as a group. You know, we've dominated the ball against Shamrock Rovers. We've led against Waterford away in the closing seconds of the game. We beat Cork at home. So, look, we'll go on there knowing that we're a good team, we're good people, we're good lads, and we've got brilliant support behind us.
Yeah, there's a real honesty there, Declan. I have to agree with that. Can I just ask you finally, Declan, any team news for Monday night?
Well, David Parkhouse is out. He's suspended. He's picked up 5 yellow cards, and that's just the nature of the way David plays, and I'll never change that because he's been magnificent for us. But at the same time, as I said to Parky, this might be a wee break his body needs. He's put an incredible effort, so this might be one that he sits out and comes fresh for next Friday. So we'll see how Ali is. He failed the fitness test, so we'll see how he is close to kickoff. And Eddie Delap's trained this morning, so everybody's ready to go.
Brilliant, Declan.